Everybody, welcome back. And I've actually made a four-part recording for tonight so that you can listen to it. Part one will be the questions at the beginning and welcome. Part two will just be the 1, 2, 3 step Qigong process, because I was getting a lot of requests if we can just record that one on its own. So it is. Part three will be Sifu James Fu's Lung and Qigong, Lung and Heart Transmission, and part four, just this little wrap-up. So if you can give us your feedback in the Q&A section, I'll gladly read it out to Sifu James, because we always like to hear from you how your experience was. So please do, please do type that in for us. Hey, Wendy, you're welcome. Just feel free to give us your feedback on how the experience was for you. And we'd love to share it. And if you can't do that right now, then please do email it to info@masterpiecelife.com, and I'll be sure to forward it to Sifu James so that he gets your feedback on how the experience was for you tonight. Okay? And I'll just give everybody a minute, because sometimes it takes a little bit of time for the system to send me in your comments. And I know for a lot of you, you're still kind of settling back into your body, so that's okay too. Anything you want to say in concluding, Sifu James?
No, it was a good session.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so comment coming in was, I felt quite vulnerable. It felt like I was having open heart surgery. Yes. Barbara's saying, I had a pillar of light flowing from the top of my head to my feet. My whole body was warm, and especially the heart area felt like a 3-foot circle. Thank you so much. So that's from Barbara. Thank you, Barbara, for sharing that. Mm-hmm. And does anybody else have anything else to share or anything that they want to comment on with their experience? So Teresa is saying, great transmission. Could feel things moving in my body. Felt very peaceful. Thank you. Thank you to you too, Teresa. Sandy is saying, thank you. When I first brought 528 in, I felt an immediate need to cough due to a built-up of pressure, like my heart skipped a beat or two. Mm. And the one thing I forgot to add when we were doing the connecting was that if at any point you felt that the energy could not move, then to say merge. So command the energies to merge until you felt it. So my apologies, I forgot to add that in.
That was at the very beginning, right?
At the very beginning, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Effie is saying, I experienced some teeth chattering and twitching of especially the left leg. I felt the heart opening. Thank you. And Ava is saying, you are such a gift, Sifu. I felt such a healing in my heart and a relief from my grief in my lungs. I saw the violet light around me. Wonderful. Excellent, Eva. And Terry is saying, wonderful. I rarely ever cry. A wave came over me and tears were streaming several times. That's great. Keep up the great work, Terry. Yes, that's part of just releasing all that. Excellent. Excellent. And does anyone else have anything they would want to share with Sifu James before we conclude tonight? Linda is saying, felt a huge weight lift, lots of angelic sparkles at ends, swirls of color, very itchy around the lungs. Thank you. Thank you to you, Linda. Now, the last transmission we had done, Sifu James, you mentioned that if people were feeling a bit of itchiness, that was actually you going in there and working on that organ, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so for Linda here, who says she was feeling itching around the lungs, that would have been you going in to help clean out some of those emotions, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, great. Okay, and Gina is saying, my heart...
I did that lung, I did that about 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
For the heart, I did it twice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. So then when you go back and listen to the replay, if you're still feeling that itchiness, it's just more work being done there.
It shouldn't be. When you listen to the tape, the recording again, that wouldn't happen again.
But if they do, then that's just more of that happening.
Yeah.
So, and Gina is saying, my heart and lungs ballooned open in the beginning. The crown of my head was itching. Lots of burping. And my dog snuggled up to my foot. Very peaceful and a state of ease. Thanks, Jean. Great. And Sandra's saying, I felt like there was a pulling down from the top of my head downwards. Throughout the session, I felt like energy was moving through my heart and lungs. Beautiful. Thanks for sharing, Sandra. And Jenny is saying, by the way, I love you both. That's mutual, Jenny. And Sandra is also saying, I felt like a grating, almost like a scraping of the heart, was that Sifu James working on my heart?
Yes.
Okay. And Mariam is saying, just before the meditation was over, I experienced a pursuer of big vibe to get into my heart. It was bigger than the heart itself. Thank you. So that's from Mariam. Thanks, Mariam. And anybody else have any more comments or that they would like to share? And Belinda is saying, thank you, Antonia and James. Love you both and appreciate all the help and love. Not sure if you got my last entry, but I felt a lot of childhood memories coming up and my whole self expanded. Very intense pressure on my heart. So would the pressure on the heart be in the beginning? Because I know that sometimes Sifu James, what he'll do is he'll compress a little bit on the heart so that you feel connected. So Belinda, were you feeling that heart pressure at the very beginning when you started collecting and working? Or did you feel the heart pressure throughout the whole process? You can just let me know. And Kathy
also let me know the childhood. What age would that be?
Yeah, so Belinda, so when you're commenting back, if you can let us know childhood, around what age were those memories coming up for you? Okay. Oh, so Belinda was saying all throughout the session she was feeling the heart pressure. And then for childhood, the age was between the ages 7 to 9.
Okay. Belinda, please stay behind.
Okay, so Belinda, can you please stay on the call also with Jenny when we're done?
Okay, let me explain a bit so people on the call can still hear what happened is. In level 5, the first time I teach level 5 will be in Ottawa early next year. What we so-called information healing, that's what I've been doing all along, but haven't got time to actually put it in the course. Now, the first time I teach this workshop called information healing. Now, what it means is, if your soul is still stayed at a younger age, it's not your real age now, the healing will be to bring your soul into the current age, then you can be fixed. Now, that's why she experienced the pressure on the heart, because that was a 6 or 7 years old heart. That's why when we're putting all the energy around there, the heart couldn't take that much. That's why you could pressure. So stay behind. Let me fix up your soul. At least they grow up to your age right now. Then it can be fixed.
And sometimes, because we mentioned it, I forget now, Sifu James, that was just you and I in conversation, or if we had it on the call, that sometimes when there's traumas or intense emotions, that can happen where you kind of have these blocks or stops right? And then sort of like the soul
actually stuck at that age.
Yeah. Yeah. So Belinda, if you can stay behind after Sifu James, will work with you. Okay. And then Kathy was saying, thank you so very much. I feel so much clearer and lighter.
Good.
Good. Okay. I think that's everybody. Let me just do a quick refresh. Oh, Paul is saying, Pafmala was saying, hi, thank you for the transmission. Saw vibrant colors, violet and yellow tones. Felt very peaceful at the end. That's wonderful,
good.
Paul.
Good.
Yes, good. And Terry is saying, haha, love you both. Big hug. Big hug to you too, Terry. Great. Okay, so I think that if that's it, then unless there's any more comments coming through, we'll conclude. Sifu James, is there anything else you want to add in closing about, because we'll do, so actually a question coming in is, should everyone who felt pressure on the heart chakra stay behind? I continue to feel it still. So there's someone else that's still feeling a lot of heart pressure.
Okay,
should stay behind. And then Tatiana is saying, hello, I felt pain in my left arm during the whole transmission.
Okay.
That's
good. We'll fix that.
Okay. Good. So, Tatiana, you can stay behind, too. So what we'll do is I'm going to sign off to everybody tonight and say thank you. We will do another Qigong transmission in November. We don't yet quite know what it will be. We'll just tune in to what everybody's going through and what the energies are, and then we'll announce it. So please do stay tuned. For those of you that are joining us here in Toronto on the 18th, that's great. Please do look to your emails to get all the instructions so that you get the details on how to get here, because there's a lot of construction going on in my building right now, so I've explained to you how to maneuver it through all of that. And for those of you that are joining us on the 19th, whether it be here at the Kingsbridge Center or whether you're joining us via the live stream, that's great. We'll all connect back then. If not, I send you great love, and namaste to all of you. Thank you for all being here. Thank you for Sifu James for facilitating this. And this replay will be up hopefully by tomorrow that you can access either on the Masterpiece Life Clearing and Activations tab or on Sifu James Fu's site under the Resources tab will be put up for you so that you can access and share with others. Okay, so thank you very much. Namaste to all of you tonight. A big thank you to Sifu James Fu. I will end this recording, and then those of you that have been asked to stay on, please do so, and that segment will not be recorded, and we'll be able to work with you. Okay? So good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good
Namaste.
Night.
Good night.
Okay.
So 1 second, Dave. Let me just stop the recording.